You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're back again, the Simple Truth. We're continuing on with Do You Know the Real Jesus? How many of you have heard this theory, this doctrine? It's called the rapture. It goes something like this. When Jesus returns, it's going to be in secret, and millions of people around the world are going to be raptured. He's going to take them up into heaven, and they're going to go and live with him forever and ever up in heaven. And all of the sinners and that will be left to inhabit the earth, but all of the faithful people will be up in heaven before the tribulation, before pain and suffering. And all, it sounds like a really comforting doctrine. I mean, who wouldn't want to miss the tribulation and all of the suffering that's going to go on when, before Jesus returns? Well, it's a lie. Well-meaning people believe it and promote it, but it's a lie. Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 says, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even so they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him, even so, amen." What about this, every eye will see him? What is it that they don't understand? They don't tell you that when Jesus returns, he's going to remain here on earth and establish his kingdom. He's not going to come and get some people and take them up to heaven. Zechariah 14:4 says, "And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half the mountain will move towards the north and half of it towards the south." Go on over there to Jerusalem and check it out. It ain't happened yet. And they say Jesus circles the earth, sort of like Satan Claus, 24-hour period or however long it takes him. And as he's circling the earth, all of the graves open up and people come up to the clouds and then they go off to heaven forever. What part of "in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives" don't they understand? See, there's a problem. It conflicts, this doctrine conflicts with what the Bible says. Revelation 5:10 says, "And has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Let me repeat that. We shall reign on the earth, not raptured up to heaven. Isaiah 2:2, "Now it shall come to pass in the later days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and they shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations will flow to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." You know, the United Nations in the U.S. has this verse on a monument. It's not like nobody knows it, but the rapture doesn't fit with what the Bible says. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.